I did talk to the preschool about the incident with Perseus, and they assured me that it would never happen again. I believe them. All the occurrences with Corona happened away from the preschool. I hope I can arm Perseus for the times ahead. He does seem to be playing by himself in his room and seems to have made an imaginary friend named Shiloh. That's quite typical, and I hope it helps him adjust. Things had fairly calmed down after the holidays when I got a message that Dr. Maxwell wanted to see me. Ah, Ben, come on in.
Yes, well, I wanted to tell you that my preliminary research is done. As much as it could be. I didn't dare start asking for donor sperm and eggs. Not in our budget, I'm afraid. But we're pretty sure that we have isolated the genes responsible.
Genes? There's more than one?
Yes. It appears that one gene handles situations where the chromosome count is higher than those of Ursus chromata, and one that handles situations where the chromosome count is lower. It would explain the large number of cubless couples I'd found in my research. The genes simply could not extend that far.
But you were not able to watch the actual process?
Oh, good heavens, no. It happens so quickly during conception. Any attempt to observe it would simply kill the egg.
Well, that does, of course, leave a lot of doors open for skepticism.
I'm well aware of that, which is why I want to make an appeal for further research when I give my talk.
Talk? I thought you had to get it published and peer-reviewed.
Oh, yes, I do beg your pardon. I've been so excited to get this out there that I neglected to keep you informed. The paper will be published in the National Review of Modern Genetics. They've sent it to several colleagues, and they came back with very positive reviews. I wanted to make sure that it would not be passed off as ridiculous speculation.
That is excellent news. When is the talk?
In a month. The National Body of Geneticists meets once a year, and my paper was chosen for a talk, simply because of the revolutionary claims in it.
I hope you're prepared.
Yes, that's part of why I'm here. Would you please come to the talk, if only for moral support?
When and where is it?
February 3rd, Washington, D.C., the Hilton Grand Ballroom. The paper will be published by then.
Well, for your sake, yes, I'll be there.
So while we were able to isolate the genes responsible, we were not able to view the actual mechanism. My suspicion is that it isn't as cut and dried as we had hoped at first. Obviously, married couples would tend to have either multiple births or none at all. This is consistent with the evidence I was able to obtain. This seems to indicate the mechanism is simple and usually does not work. So most conceptions do not continue on to pregnancy and birth. I'm hoping that others will pick up where I left off, verify my findings, and then hopefully produce the actual mechanisms used. I think this would be a good time to open for questions. Yes, you.
I have not had the time to actually read the paper yet. But you seem to indicate that these genes can actually think, which flies in the face of everything we know about genetics.
If I gave you that impression, that was not my intent. From what we can tell, the mechanisms used are set. If neither mechanism works, the conception results in the death of the egg. Yes?
You spoke of two other species, one in Indonesia and one in Africa, that also display this behavior. Have you been able to obtain genetic samples of those species for comparison?
Unfortunately not. Research in those areas is spotty at best. I tried to follow up on some articles written about them, but was not able to get the funding to actually fly there. I was able, however, to get a family from each to attend. You can speak with them afterwards. Yes, you.
I have only heard of this phenomenon recently. Why was it hidden for so long?
I think it best if I hand the podium over to Theodore Arctus. He could explain better than I ever could. Mr. Arctus, if you please.
The mayor of New Haven, who had been seated next to me, rose from his seat and beckoned his son to follow.
Thank you, Dr. Maxwell. I will try to be brief. To answer the question first, the reason why it was hidden for so long is that those who knew the truth were being exterminated. That is not hyperbole. They were literally being exterminated. Documentation exists which proves it. And I myself was eyewitness to one such atrocity. Entire colonies of color bears were wiped off the face of the earth, usually to cover up the dalliances of local government leaders who didn't expect there to be offspring. Those who weren't killed often fled to isolation out of fear for their lives. It is only in more recent times that the culture has changed to the point where some of us are comfortable coming forward. This is my son, Raymond. Half wolf, half bear. For years, he declared himself a wolf in order to get into his chosen university. Had he revealed his true hybrid nature, they would never have let him enroll. He graduated summa cum laude with a degree in economics. He earned his master's in economics 2 years later. Again, summa cum laude. The following year, he obtained his doctorate. Once again, summa cum laude. He has written groundbreaking papers on economic theory. His most recent was nominated by his peers to be considered for the Nobel Prize. And he is my son. And the son of my wife. A great timberwolf. I don't care what any of the religions or societal watchdogs think of the relationship I had with my wife. Their opinions are irrelevant. But when you reject my son, not because of anything he has done, but because of who he is or who his parents are, you could be throwing away the key to the future. My earnest hope is that you take this paper seriously. Examine it. Take it apart, put it back together. Repeat his experiments and his research with other populations. That's why Dr. Maxwell published it. But you cannot deny the existence of people like my son. You cannot say he isn't sapient. He has proven it time and time again. And no one has any right to deny him and others like him the same rights, the same protections, and the same opportunities as anyone else. I have a dream that one day my son and his own children will live in a world where they won't be judged by their mixed heritage, but rather by the content of their character. Please, I beg of you, do not take away the future of my son and the children of so many more like us. Do not let your emotions rule your life as mine almost did, until my eyes were opened by the only individual who could. Someone who suffered as all of us have suffered. Let today mark the beginning of a new future where we can truly begin to act like a worldwide brotherhood of sapiens.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, if there are no other questions, I'll hand this back to the MC.
The MC dismissed the talk, thanking everyone for coming. Dr. Maxwell by then was surrounded by several attendees and shaking his hand. By then, the mayor had made it back to our front row seats. He gave me a strong hug.
Thank you so much for being here. I don't think I would have had the courage to do that without you.
Excuse me, are you Stargazer Borealis?
I turned to see a Sumatran tiger.
Yes, sir. You are from Indonesia, I believe?
I am. My name is Budi. I brought my wife and family with me, but they could not be here. We wanted to give Dr. Maxwell samples of our DNA as a continuation of the research he is doing.
As am I. My name is Afolabi. I went against my parents' wishes to marry. It has been a very rough road, but I was able to afford to pay my way here thanks to the university helping with the cost. This is important.
The mottled hyena shook my hand vigorously.
My understanding is your marriage is what started the whole process, yes?
Well, I was the first to have my DNA tested, yes.
I think I speak for all of us when I say that your courage in doing this, Dr. Borealis, has opened the door to genuine change.
Well, I am an eternal optimist. Things may be bad now, but I always felt in my heart that it must get better. We dreamers have our ways of facing rainy days, and somehow we survive. We keep the feelings warm, protect them from the storm, until our time arrives. Then one day the sun appears. am shining through those lonely years. I made it through the rain and kept my world protected. I made it through the rain and kept my point of view. I made it through the rain and found myself respected by the others who God rained on to and made it through. When friends are hard to find and life seems so unkind, we often feel afraid. Just aim beyond the clouds and rise above the crowds and start your own parade. 'Cause when we chase the fears away, that's when we know that we can finally say, we made it through the rain and kept our world protected. We made it through the rain and kept our point of view. We made it through the rain and found ourselves respected by the others who God rained on to and made it through. We made it through the rain and kept our world protected. We made it through the rain and kept our point of view. We made it through the rain and found ourselves respected by the others who God rained on to and made it through and made it.